not go into the shul v'shusya. And the amay chaver mutal v'koya bo l'chachilo. Why is the shul allowed to use it? It still belongs to Hegdish.
And the hadre v'lo l'kanayu v'lo l'imoil. Let him return it, and nobody be over the yisamila.
So why is the owner over the yisamila? So the Chorot Saraya, he argues on Rav Ami. Weiter. Or Pligi the Reb Lezer. He also argues on Reb Lezer. Rashi has Rav Huna that says that the Shoyal is not Konerit until he makes a Kinyan. He also argues on Reb Lezer. The Yomer Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer says, Cheder Rechsha Tiknu Mashiach of Lekuchais, the same way if you buy something, if you buy a cow, if you make a Kinyan Mashiach, you own it, it belongs to you. Kach Tiknu Mashiach B'Shemrim. He says the same thing be any shomer. As soon as you make a mashiach, as soon as you take it to you, you have a kinyan, even before you use it. Not like Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, a shomer first has a kinyan when he uses it, when he makes a real kinyan. And Rav Lezer says no, that there's a kinyan mashiach. As soon as the shomer takes it, even before he uses it, also he has a kinyan on it. So kit Rav Huna is on Rav Ami and on Rav Lezer. So he says, "Kach tiknu mashiach b'shoyimim." Now, ukeshoyim, in the same way, Reb Lezer says, "Shekarka niknas bekesa b'shtar v'chazoka." The same way you could buy a karka, either by paying money for it, or writing a shtar, or making a chazoka on it, kach schiros nikna. The same thing if you rent. If you rent your apartment, you rent a property, is also niknas bekesa b'shtar v'chazoka. That's what Reb Lezer said. For the Gemara, schiros ma'avritei. Who's talking about schiros? Rashi says, "Kasag the havamina was schar behema v'tzacha kelim behema. If you rent an animal or kelim, that you could make this kinyan kesser shtar v'chazaka." So Rashi says, "Like my avidatei lahaknois ad sheim shoych or my chazaka v'le meshicha meshkachas lei." Like what kind of chazaka? The chura by behema, it's a kinyan meshicha. So Moran says, what he meant to say was, "Amar Rav Chizda schiras karka." He meant to say, if you want to rent a house, you want to rent an apartment. So what's the kinyan? The kinyan is just like a kinyan on karka, either kesev, shtar, or chazak. So Kitzer Rav Huna argues on these two, Mustamina Humak Rav Huna. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Haiman de Goza chavitza de tamri mechaveroi. If somebody steals a bunch of dates from his friend, Rashi says, chavitza de tamri means, temorim hamadubokim yachad. You have a bunch of dates that are like stuck together. Kori chavitza. There are 50 dates, a cake of dates. You have 50 dates like crushed together. And it says clearly, if somebody stole it from you, and the yispo chamishim tamri, it has 50 dates inside it. Agav hadodi mizdavnin binun nochi choda. If you sell it at one shot, if you sell it the way it is, people only pay you $49. That's all, 50 minus 1. But choda choda, if mizdavnin, if you would sell it one by one, binun, then you would get $50 for it. So now a ganav stole this from you. The question is, how much does the ganav have to sell back to you? Does he have to pay back to you 49, or does he have to pay back to you 50? So lochor is lahedjit mishalem chamishim nochi choda. If you stole it from a hedjit, from a regular person, you only have to pay back $49. Rashi says lahedjit im mishal hedjitu mishalem loy. We're not medazik it so much. Like we'll soon see. So if you steal from a regular person, you only have to pay him back $49. Lehegdish, let's say you stole it from Hegdish, you have to pay back to Hegdish, then we're machmir and mishalem chamishim. You have to pay $50, v'chum shayu, and a fifth of that, $5 more, you have to, $10 more you have to pay. Mashen came to mazik. Mashenken, if you mazik hegdish, that when you magdish hegdish, you only have to pay back keren, not chaimish. The loim is shalem chumsha. If you mazik hegdish, like you steal from hegdish, you don't have to pay back a chaimish. The yom amar, we learn, ish ki yoichal kodesh. Says if somebody eats hegdish, so the lochur is, you have to pay back the keren and a chaimish. Prat la mazik, that comes to exclude if you mazik. If you don't eat it, but you mazik hegdish, then l'maisa yapota from a chaimish. See, if you stole from Hegdish, you'll have to pay back $50. You have to go to Kurma. Not a fifth, but 50. Maskiv lo Rav Veidi bar Abaya, lehed yetamay mishalom chamishim lochi chodo. How come if you stole this cluster of dates from your friend that you only have to pay him back the cheaper price, $49? Naimalei, why can't the owner say to the ganif, ano chodo chodo hevi mizadnim lohu? Listen, I would have sold it one by one. So to me, you amassed me $50. The fact you stole it, you should have to pay me back $50. I would have got $50 for this. Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, the pshat is, like we had before in the mission in Baba Kamo, that Shomen Veso V'yoseh Soda Tanan, that if somebody steals or is mazik the property, when you go to pay back, you don't look at exactly how much you are mazik, but you look at a Veso V'yoseh Soda. Rashi says, Kavinizokin Dishain, Baba Kamo, Kiyavariz Soda Kerim Tanan, Ketzed Meshalemes Masha Zeka, that if your animal eats up somebody else's food, how much do you pay him back? Shomen Veso Biesa Soda. Kama is a Yofa Vakami Yofa. Via Medagim Lio Shomun Achil Lavada. You see there also you don't check and see he ate 10 pounds of the tomatoes. Do you have to pay back for 10 pounds? No. You look how much he ate up a base kur, you value how much a space kur is worth, this base saw in the middle of the whole field. So you don't pay that much, you pay a little bit less. Since we have Mazlikim, we go a little bit lakula. Here also, you don't have to pay $50, but rather you only pay $49. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? That the Sava Shmuel holds, din hedyit lav kedin gavoya domi. That there's a difference whether you stole it from hedyit or whether you stole it from gavoya from hegdish. From hegdish you have to pay $50, and from hedyit you only have to pay $49. So Shmuel makes a difference. For the Gemara, but Yotanan, we learn not like that. We learn Yotanan, not al evin. If somebody takes a stone or a beam, piece of wood from Hegdish, so Leimol, you're not over the Yisamila. Rashi says, not 11 Memsechta Chagiga Pachid Gemara Chagiga. They ask the question, Michti Mishka Shokli Mali Bonohu Mali Nosna Chaveroi. Listen, you took it, so you had Hanor, you should be over the Yisamila right away. Be a Kamino, and we say the case somber, we have a Gizbar. Somber, you're the Gizbar. You're in charge. Sha'avne Kodesh Mesurinloi. That anyway, you're taking care of the stones of Hegdish. The Velav Ochinami Rishus Lehevi Mancha. Anyway, it's in your Rishus right now. Hilkach Leimor Bagbosa. Therefore, the fact that Gizbar just picked it up, he's not over in Isamila. So the kids were talking about the Gizbar himself took the stone or took the car from Hegdish. So Locher is Leimor is not over the Isamila. Nosnu Lachaveroi. He gave it to his friend. Then who moal the gizba, the one that gave it to his friend, he's over the Yisamila, the chaver leimol, and the chaver is not over the Yisamila. Since the first Rashi says nos chaver means hoitzio lechulin, you took it out lechulin sheakona chaveroi, but in fact you gave it to your friend, so you were the one that gave it to him. Therefore you are the one that's moitziat mehegdish, you have to pay back to hegdish, and therefore your friend is allowed to use it. Now what's going to be bona b'tech beisoi? Let's say the gizba doesn't give it away, but the gizba takes this beam or this stone and he puts it into his house. You're not over the Yisamila until you live there and you have enjoyment from the Shavapruta. That's the halacha. Rashi says bona means gizbor b'ter beisoy. So again, there's no hoitzom rishus. Therefore, he's not over the Yisamila until he has enough from it worth a Shavapruta. On this, the Yosef Rabavua Kaimed Rab Yechanan. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yosef Ukama Mishmedi Shmuel, and he said over the name of Shmuel himself that Zois Samaris from here, right here, Zois Samaris here to prove that Hadar Bechotza Chaverish Loimi Daitoi. If you live in your friend's house without his permission, Sorok Lalas Leschar, you have to pay him the rent. Because here we're talking about that you took this stone and put it into your house. So it says when you stay there, Shavapruta, then you're over the Yisamila. So it's mashma, by living there, it's worth money. Rashi says, "Tichidar tachtel mol, v'yafagad leishnia." You didn't make any difference. You didn't change it. So that's the proof that Adar b'chotz chaverish. Let me die to balance all elos leischar. Hafilu b'chotz lekai meliagro. Tevle zenen v'zol lechoser. Tohokosh loy midas hegdish dar. Hokama de mishale milo lehegdish. The chur is like zenen v'zol lechoser. And so we see here yechayiv. So what's the kasha? You see here that Shmuel learns out Dinei Hedyit from Dinei Hegdish. Like maybe only for the Yisamila Yechayiv. But maybe for Hedyid, Hadar, Bechotze Chaver, maybe you'd be Potter. So the Chur, you see, Shmuel does learn out Dine Hedyid from Dine Hegdish. And by our luck, we just said Shmuel holds no there's a difference. That the Hegdish you have to pay 50, and the Hedyid you only pay 49. So see, there are different halachas. So my answer is, Omele Rabbi Yechanan, Hodebe Shmuel Mehi. Shmuel was Chayzer, and Shmuel does not learn out Hedyid from Hegdish. That Adar Bechotze Chaver is playing a Daitish from Abayis, you can learn out from here. And maybe Taki Yapota. So Morris says no. Umimai the Behi Hodabei. Who told you that Shmuel retracted from this halacha of Hadar Bechotze Chaveroi? In other words, he still holds that you cannot learn out Hedy from Hegdish. Dilma maybe Meiha Hodar. Maybe you saw that from the first statement. In other words, that Hegdish and Hedy both have the same halacha, and therefore I could learn out that Hadar Bechotze Chaveroi is Chayiv. So Morris says Loi Meihi Hodabei. I'll bring you a proof he retracted from this last statement. Now, he agrees that you could not learn out Hedyid from Hegdish. And therefore, Hadar Bechotze Chaver is like a potter. What's the proof? Kidi Rava. The Yom HaRava Rava says, Hegdish Shloi Midas Ke Hedyid Midas Domi. That Hegdish Shloi Midas is the same halacha like Hedyid Midas. In other words, Hegdish is different. You can't bring a proof of Hedyid to Hegdish. So Rashi says, Kehedyid midas domi, shehegdish munach limo lokol habo, v'yein moicha biyodoi. Rachmono amar, man de mesani limo, rachmono yoda. In other words, that by hegdish Hashem knows what's going on. Still Hashem says, whoever has hanor from hegdish, they're over the yisamila. So it's like das by hegdish. So therefore you can't learn out a regular din of hadar v'chotzech averish loimi daitoi to say that yechayiv, because by hegdish, it's always like das shchina. Hashem knows, so it's always called like das. So if I know you're living there, like I told you, you're gonna have to pay me. Then you have to pay. But shalom midaita evad you be potter. Oh, my Rava says, Hani shekuloi titavri chavas dechamro lechendvini. Shekuloi Rashi says noisim asoi. If you have people that carry buckets, they carry barrels. That's their job. They carry it. You have somebody supposed to carry these barrels of wine, and they broke them. The tovri chavisa the chamro lechenveni, and they were carrying it for a storekeeper, and they broke it. The yoyim of the shuka. Now these barrels of wine, the day of the shuk, the day the shuk, the market is open. Mizdavna behei, it sold then for 5. Veshar yoyim may the other days mizdavna biyarba. Now the day there's a shuk, there's a market. Then you pay 5 for it. But not the Yom HaShukah, then you can only get 4. So it depends now. Ahadrulei b'yom HaShukah, mahadrulei chavita d'chamro. If you return at the day of the market, you give him back a barrel of wine. V'shah yom mahadrulei, if you return it to him the other days, hey, you have to give him back, you have to pay him back 5. So Rashi says, Hadrulei b'yom HaShukah, Koydim shigia yom hashuk. If you turn it before the market, shiach lomarchav yom hashuk shigia rishona comes first, so you can return the barrel of wine. But if you turn it to him after the marketplace, so now he can't get $5 anymore. He could only get $4. If so, you have to pay him 5, because he lost that because of you. Because you stole his barrel of wine. And if he would have had it when he went to the market, they could have got $5 for it. Now that you return it first after the market time, he can only get 4. So you're mazik him next extra dollar, you're going to have to pay him 5. That's what he said. Hey, v'loi yamon zoni said el v'loi hevelei chamer lezvuni. Only if the storekeeper did not have enough wine to sell. In other words, if he would have had this barrel of wine, he would have been able to sell it also. So then you were mafsed him, you made him lose out, you have to pay him the extra dollar. But let's say the storekeeper had plenty of barrels of wine on hand, and he didn't sell them. So then the storekeeper can't tell the ganav, listen, you made me lose, because if I would have had that barrel before, I would have got 5. No, you had plenty of barrels on stock, and you did not sell them. So then the ganav has the right to return the barrel of wine even later on, even though then he can only get $4. Oman kelei agav, agar tirchei, odumei, or baznaisa. He has to take off, Rashi says. Even before that, when the storekeeper would have sold it and he lost out, so you have to pay him back five. Firstly, you have to take off the schar bottle. In other words, for the owner to sell the barrel of wine as tircha, there's vodka involved. So true, if you would have took this vodka out, you could have got $5 for it. But now the ganav is giving you the $5, you didn't have the tircha. Therefore, you have the right to deduct how much tircha the schar betela. And also that's called agav tircha. And also demei baz naisa means for the advertising. Rashi says baz naisa means shenaisin lemachras beer alayayin. That if you would have wanted to sell, you would have had to advertise. You would have had to spend some money for that. Now that the ganav sold it, you're getting the money back without advertising. So that much you take off. Renachnami, if the ganav made you lose out, like later you can only get four, and if you would have had it before, the yom of the shuk, he could have got five, and achnami, the ganav has to pay you five. He can't just return the barrel of wine; he has to pay you five. Now the Mishnah says, Hamachlif pora b'chamor. All right, turn over. Yes, Mr. Sir.